Hello and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, advisor and coach to tech executives worldwide, and our subject today is adjusting motives. Well, let's get straight to the point. I see too many organizations where you, as the leader, just end up being okay with people having mismatched motivation. So I'm guessing you've heard of intrinsic motivation as opposed to external motivation and that sort of stuff. And the bottom line is there's only so much you can do once you've realized your people are not properly motivated. So external motivation is when you try and give them all sorts of rewards, like, I don't know, give them some more money or promote someone, even though you think they don't deserve the promotion, that sort of stuff. You give them what they want because you hope it's going to get them to stay within that role. And these usually only last for a limited time. It doesn't fix things, and you're also accruing organizational debt. Now, external motivation can only work so far. You have to start aiming your people's intrinsic motivation in the right direction. And to get that, talk to them and see what are they really after. What would they consider a success personally for them in their role for the next, let's say, year? If they're only searching for the next rung on the ladder, they just want to get that promotion, then they're looking externally and you need to realize why. What would that rung get them? Is it just, you know, the pay raise? Are they looking to have more impact? Can they see a different path for impact in the company or to progress in the company other than that sort of stuff? Really understand that, because usually, especially if this is something that you're seeing across your team, it means that you, as in the entire leadership team, are not being communicative enough of what people can do, of how people can progress, of what their options are in the company, that sort of stuff. So talk to people and try and reverse engineer what are they really looking for? What would really be a success for them personally, and see what you can offer there. Now, once you start doing that, I know from experience that you're going to find that a lot of people actually are talking about, especially ICs, of course, are talking about personal success in terms of getting to design that, getting to fix that part of the system. I want to work in that language. I want to upgrade to that framework. I want to give a shot to this. And you've heard me say 100 times, there's nothing wrong about having more tech mastery. Tech mastery is the basis, and above that, we build the rest. Someone that doesn't have enough tech mastery cannot deliver anything, right? But there is a problem when the majority of your team is focused on this with their intrinsic motivation, with their own sense of value, of progress in their roles, stems from how amazing the code they're producing is, or how unique or clever it is, then what you're getting is a team that's obsessed with tech for tech's sake, as opposed to striving for impact. And as I say in the beginning of every episode, we want to triple impact per engineer. People need to be focused on the impact, not on the shiniest new piece of code they want to write. We don't care about the code itself. I know that's tough, but again, hear me out. I've been coding for several decades. I love coding. And yet, the point is not to have shiny code. The point is to achieve what that code is meant to achieve with as little code as possible, right? No one gets paid just to amass more code. No one cares about that. So when you see this mismatch where your people's intrinsic motivation is more towards the tech end of the product tech spectrum, you need to start actively pulling them back towards product sense. And usually when we have this, I know that this means that the company is having difficulty in communicating its goals, tying those goals, their impact to what the people have actually done, and also creating a healthy connection between the coders and the users. So first of all, let's talk about goals. When I, as an engineer, get some, you know, team goal that's like, we need to create this feature or that feature by the end of the quarter, that sort of stuff, then I'm going to work on those features. But that's, if that's the context I have, I need to deliver X, then I'm going to, you know, if I'm good, I'm going to start finding other things to do to feel like I'm progressing. So I'm not just churning at code. I'm going to do it at, you know, the level of the best engineer in the world. I'm going to use new tools no one ever used over here, that sort of stuff, because I want to feel like I'm progressing. And that's how we get this intrinsic motivation that's focused on tech. But if those goals were goals that connected me to the actual objective, to the real results, the outcomes we're supposed to reach, the impact this code should have on the business, then I have more of a connection here. So it's not just deliver feature X. If you have real goals, empowering goals for the team, where you tell people, we want you to increase lifetime value by X percent or reduce churn. If you have these goals, then all of a sudden, people can start putting their creativity, putting their brilliance into achieving that. They don't have to just come up with new tech, shiny stuff. They can start looking at what can we really achieve? What can we really do to move that real business needle? We need to create that. That's your first goal. Look at your goals, especially now as most of you are starting a new quarter. From my experience, no one starts their quarters on time. But that is not enough. You also need to ensure that your people are really connected to the results of what they're doing and to the users. So the results means that it's not enough to just deliver things, but if we created a bunch of work in order to achieve an objective, and there's a lagging indicator here, by the time I deploy, I still need to have a few weeks pass until I see the result. So many companies just forget to tell the engineers whether this worked or not. They just move on. I'm going to guess that you're looking at the numbers at the product level to see that what you're doing is working. But even if you're doing that, it's not enough. You have to show your engineers the results so they learn, so they see that they're not operating within a vacuum, that what they're doing has a meaning. That's one. Two, connect them to your users. Show them what people are saying. Have snippets from sales conversations where they can see how people are reacting to the features they work on. Show them what people are saying when being compared to your competitors. I don't know, interesting tweets. Connect them to the real world, because that's what we care about as humans. We want to see that what we do matters. By doing that, you're going to align your people's motives better, and then everything else becomes so much easier. It's like magic, because it's like all of a sudden things fall into the right grooves, and then pushing your team forward becomes that much easier, because it's like you're no longer shoving them on pebble. They're back on the road with real tires, and you can just push them more easily. That's what we want to achieve. So do that, and you've got everything else a lot easier down the path. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. If you haven't yet, do subscribe to my newsletter. It's the best newsletter online for tech executives. Comes out once a week with 3 exclusive insights I don't share anywhere else. The link is in the show notes. And if you have any questions or comments, I'm always keen to hear from my listeners, and my email is in the show notes. Thank you. Talk soon.